All right, so we've been talking the last 2-3 weeks here about wives submit to your husbands, husbands love your wives, and then tonight we're going to talk about this, Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. All right, now, this is the other... You know, everything that has to do with God comes in threes. He's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I mean, we are body, soul, and spirit. Everything that God created, just about, it has that signature on it. H2O, what's that?
Water.
That's three parts. Fire, what does it take to make fire?
Yep.
Fuel, oxygen, and...
Ignition. Yep, three things. It's just like that. For the family, there's three. I mean, now you can't say that two people are a family. That's not the proper word to use. Two people are a couple. Three or more is a family. And a family is a father, a mother, and children. That's what a family is. They've tried to redefine it to be so inclusive and include everybody and everything so everybody can feel like they're a family. Let's just quit this lying and deceiving and trying to make everything work no matter how we want to do it. A family is a father and a mother and children. And that's what we find in the Word of God here. And that's what we're dealing with is the third part of the family here tonight. And the thing that is commanded to children is that they obey their parents. There's nothing more important, I don't think, about any of it that we've talked about so far. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husbands. Nothing any more important in any of that than this. This is most important. Children must be taught to obey. No matter what else you do with them, you fail. If they do not obey, if they don't learn to obey, you fail. That's the first command of God given to all of us after we enter the world. Now, these little children, like Dorothy there, the command, her duty before God this far in life is to obey her parents. That's all she's responsible for right now. She's not responsible for anything else. She doesn't know enough. She doesn't have any experience. She doesn't understand the Word of God. She doesn't understand eternity, salvation, nothing. So she's not responsible to be a witness or anything like that. Her sole responsibility right now is to obey her parents.
That's
different than honor thy father and thy mother. To obey is different. It's not the same thing as honoring your father and mother. Obeying your father and mother. She doesn't know how to honor her father and mother. All she can be taught right now is how to obey her father and mother. You can obey without honoring, but you cannot honor without obeying.
Right.
If she doesn't learn to obey, she'll never honor her parents.
Yep.
To learn to obey our parents is an extremely important part of our development and our entire life. Our whole life depends upon the fact that we learn to obey our parents. You know, if that important law is abandoned by society, and ours has done it, that entire society will soon collapse because it's the foundation of all law and order. What you're seeing now in the streets in Portland and Seattle and everywhere else in this country and all around the world now, the whole world swallowed this lie about disciplining children. And, it talks about children shall be thy oppressors and women shall rule over thee. When everything's upside down, when this order is all broken, this is what we've got. What's going on in these cities is the previous generation, two or three, has failed to teach their children to obey.
That's right.
They didn't teach them to obey.
That's right.
So they're not going to obey anybody, anywhere, anytime. No matter if they've got a gun, no matter if they're going to put them in prison or threaten them or whatever, they're not going to obey anybody.
Yeah.
You learn to obey when you're that age and smaller.
Yep.
That's when you learn.
Yep.
You get past that very far and you're not going to learn.
That's right.
If we fail this. It certainly will not be well with us in other matters of our life. You know, if we don't learn to obey when we're small children, our life is not going to be well. It's not going to be well. It's not going to go well for us. Because you're going to be like Ishmael. Every man's hand against him and his hand against every man. You're going to be contrary everywhere you go. You're going to be a problem to humanity and to everybody you're associated with. You're going to be a problem at school. You're going to be a problem at work if you ever go to work. You're going to be a problem for society if you don't learn to obey. Do what you're told immediately. And to submit to authority. And it starts with mother and father and children. That's where they learn it. They don't learn it anywhere else. It's the only chance in their life that they've got to learn this important matter about life is how to obey. It's a major stepping stone to maturity and proper character to learn to obey. And to respect authority. It is our first obstacle to being totally selfish beings. Obedience. It's the first obstacle these little ones run into about having their own way. It's the one thing is when mom and dad says, no, you can't have it. No, stop doing that. Don't go in there. Don't do that. Don't touch that. That's the first bump they feel against their own freedom to do whatever they want, to have whatever they want, to reach and grab everything. I mean, that's the way they're born, isn't it? They have no brakes, no filters, no discernment. They have no knowledge, so they don't understand anything. Ada and Felicity, they're little babies. They'll grab anything. If you had a match on fire, they'd reach out to grab it. They have no sense of danger, no sense of anything. They just reach for everything. Yes. So they have to be told no.
Yes.
And they have to learn that when mama says no, that means no. Now they don't learn it the first time. And they don't learn it by just saying no. You have to do something to get their attention so that they believe that this is a bad thing for me to do. You have to make it cost so much to do this that they stop doing it. Y'all understand that? Can you imagine this bunch in the streets now? I guarantee you, I promise you, that when they were a baby, they didn't get their hands smacked.
No.
And they were indulged. And they were laughed at. And it was all funny. I saw a picture this morning. It made me sick. People putting signs with profanity on it in the hands of little children like this out on the street. Had their little bitty 2 and 3 year old children holding signs with profanity on it. The worst kind of profanity. It's their protest. So you got that kind of people that never learned to obey anything. And they despise dominion. And they're teaching their children now.
Yes,
what's their children going to be?
Reprobate.
Oh, they're going to be killers.
Yes.
Bloodthirsty monsters is what they're going to be. It's our first obstacle to being totally selfish beings. If you learn to be obedient when you're a child, you'll not be a selfish being, totally eat up with it. It's our first lesson in exercising faith, believing and obeying the words we are told from the authority God has placed in our lives by His divine order. It's your first lesson in exercising faith. What do children say when you tell them no, as soon as they can express themselves?
Why?
Exactly. Why? How many of you parents have said, because I said so. And of course, the psychological gurus of our day, and everybody thinks they're in on it, says that's not a good enough answer. You need to explain to them why. No, you do not.
No, that's right.
That is a good enough answer for a toddler. Because I said so. And if you do it, you're going to be sorry. Now try me. You've got to make a believer out of them. It's our first lesson with faith. You got to not do it because I said so. I mean, they'll touch a hot iron. And you say, if you touch it, it's going to hurt. They'll touch it anyway.
Yes, sir.
As soon as you turn your back. Do you run up and say, told you so? I hope you do. You got to establish the fact in their little mind and heart that you tell them the truth.
Right.
You're not lying to them. You're not teasing them. You're not playing with them. When you say something, it's truth. You've got to make that a hard and fast rule in your life if you want your children to obey.
Yes, sir.
Right. When mama says something or daddy says something, they can bank on it being true.
Yes, sir.
That's why parents have to strive to be trustworthy and guard it carefully with the words they say to their children. It's our most important preparation for learning to obey God is learning to obey our parents. No child that's disobedient to his parents is going to be obedient to God. And no disobedient child is ever virtuous or prosperous or happy. Just remember that. Well, you indulge the children and you love them too much to discipline them and you just can't tell them no. Just remember, you're preparing their life for disaster. You're going to make certain that their life is a wreck and that everything they touch and every other life that they're around is going to be affected by it also. You can't imagine the misery that's going to be multiplied because you fail to make that child obey. And it's really not that hard. We can train a dog in just a little bit. Every dog we ever had, we taught it to shake hands, roll over, and to do all these things. And it was easy with a dog.
Yep.
How come we can't take a human being that can talk to us and we can reason with them, and how come we can't train them to obey? They can take men and put them in the military and teach them how to obey.
Yep.
They can, 100 other things I could give you. How in the world can two grown people have a 2-year-old kid and they can't make it obey?
Yeah.
It's not his fault. It's not that child's fault.
Right.
It's the parents' fault.
Yes, sir.
Children, obey your parents in all things. For that is well-pleasing to the Lord. Now, it's obviously a law of God. Since you can observe it in all of nature. Do you realize this? That even animals obey their parents?
Yes.
When you go home tonight, this is the time we got a lot of little fawns. You know, the deer have their babies and stuff, and they're little still. And you'll see them along the road. Did y'all see that one out on the A highway here a week or so ago that it got run over?
Yeah.
And we seen its mama there in the morning, and we seen her there again in the evening when we went there at the spot where the baby got run over in the highway. Have you ever watched them while the little one's in danger out where he can be seen on the highway? If you look around, the mother's somewhere trying to. They can't talk, so it's kind of hard to. But if you watch little animals, they look to their mother for direction, what to do. You can watch a chicken. A hen with her chicks. She'll cluck a different way. And here they come. I've watched them do it. I mean, she can gather them in with one instruction. And they don't hesitate. When they hear that, here they come. And a mother that's got the faculty of speech and reason and the Word of God and an understanding of things can't make a 2-year-old child stop running toward the street. Can't stop them from getting into stuff that could poison them to death. Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah.
You can. And you have to do it the only way that's possible. They do not understand reasoning, so you don't reason with them. You tell them what no means. And you make them understand. If an animal can do it, a human can do it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yep.
That's just, there's no tiene chiste, like the Mexicans say. It ain't nothing to it. It ain't no trick to it.
Right.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to quit listening to the world. And you need to quit worrying about what everybody else thinks and worry about what God thinks about this matter.
Yes, sir.
See, people are ashamed of their children because they won't obey. That's what most people do. They discipline them just enough to try to keep the kids from embarrassing them in front of other people. And they'll discipline them when they embarrass them in front of everybody else. People ought to train their kids to behave and obey at home. And then when you get in the store or at church or somewhere else, why? They're going to behave.
Yes.
That's the way it works. Sure is. But most people don't do it at home. So when they get out in public and the kids do something, then they take them home, wail the daylights out of them. The kid, what in the world? You don't teach a child to obey with inconsistent rules and discipline. It just don't work. It has to be consistent. You have to be the same. You have to be the same. You have to deal with them the same. Consistently.
Yes.
I've told you before, but old Brother Jones, he always preaching on the family and everything, and he said a child is a gambler. He said if you can do this, you can be consistent 99% of the time, but if you'll fudge every once in a while, he'll gamble on it.
Yep.
He'll take the chance. Go ahead and do it. When he knows you don't want him to do it, but there's a chance getting away with it. Child needs to learn. Child needs to learn as early as he can that he will not get away with it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I always told the kids, God will tell me on you. God's on my side. And he'll make sure I find out. And he did a bunch of times. They couldn't understand. My grandma always told me a little bird told me. And the Bible says that. The birds of the air are buried. It'll take wings. All children come into this world unable to care for themselves. They're incompetent to direct their own lives. They do not need to be making choices.
No, sir.
They don't get to choose what to eat for supper. They don't get to choose what to watch on the TV. They shouldn't even be doing that anyway. There's better things to do for them. And you know, children are not good at making choices anyway. You tell them what to do. They won't be obedient if they're given a choice all the time. When you give them a direct command, they're going to say, well, what's my other choices?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't give them choices.
Exactly.
Just get up and put their cereal in front of them or their oatmeal or their butter, peanut butter and jelly or whatever it is and say, there's breakfast. And if they say, I don't like this, just snatch it away from them and say, okay, you don't get any. Say, you're just mean and cruel. No, I believe in that you ought to raise your kids like you love them and like you care about them and like you want their life to amount to something instead of caring about your own self and being pleased and feeling good about yourself, how you treat your kids so wonderful and you indulge them so much and all of that. They got to be, since they're unable to direct their own lives, they have to be under the control and direction of somebody else until they are competent. You're raising children. They're going to be adults someday,
yes,
if the Lord wills and they survive all this. That's the deal. You're not going to have a baby all of your life. This child's going to grow into an adult that you want to be able to direct their own life, be able to make the right choices and be competent. And so you must take a hold of the reins. Children are given to you to raise up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And that's nurture and admonition. You care for them. Yeah, you give them what they need to eat. You give them baths. You make sure they got clothes to wear. And make sure life's not a torture chamber for them. But you also instruct them and correct them and direct them and direct their little minds in how they think, not just, you know, commands of left, right, left, right, blah, 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 like a military. You don't raise children like you're running an army. But you direct them in their thinking and how they reason. Boy, you better get that. Notice it early on, the oddities and the things that little children, all the differences in them. I've never seen two kids alike. They're different. Every family gets a variety of different personalities of children. It always happens that way. And the problem is, and I'm the same way, I'm too young to realize and understand these things, but recognize the differences in their, the personality and the traits that they were born with.
Yes.
And deal with them accordingly. You got to customize your discipline and your teaching and correction with each child because they're different.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of them are easy and compliant, and they'll listen, and they're just easy, and what a blessing. Oh, but they're not all that way. Some of them are just absolutely impossible. You think you're going to just pull your hair out and you just get, well, you get, what's the word?
Exasperated.
Well, exasperated.
Oh, yeah.
You just become like, what in the world am I going to do with this child? How in the world do I get through to him? How in the world is it ever going to work? Well, just hang in there. You just keep on, you keep doing it the way God says to do it, and you'll see the light break through someday. People despair because, and other people judge, when children are real small. Now, you better be careful about that because I've lived long enough to watch. And some of the little children, it was the meanest, that were the meanest, and the most, the kind that you just think, oh my goodness, what in the world? Is the child full of the devil or what? And I watched them grow up and just whoosh, change and they become this different person.
Yes.
And I've watched some of them that everybody thought was such a little angel, just made out of sugar and spice and everything nice, and they turned out to be an absolute devil.
Yes.
So don't be cementing their future destiny in by what you see when they're little. They're in the making.
Yes, sir.
So parents, stay on the job.
Yes.
Don't give up and don't grow weary. It's a long, tiresome process. Now, Gary, we had to do a lot of hard work this week, but just children, that, you know, it's, we can kind of settle down here now, just a few days. Well, you can't do that with children. There's no place to pull over and say, I got to have a break. Nope. They have, their ability to reason isn't developed, and they don't know how to think about things properly. Now, she's getting where she can converse pretty good. But when you talk to her, it's like, what in the world? It's like talking to Joe Biden or somebody, you know. But just hang on. I mean, that's in the cooker, and it's being refined, and ain't going to be long, and she'll be able to tell you just exactly what she's thinking and what you ought to do and everything else. Their reasoning takes some time to develop. They learn words before they learn reason. They learn words before they learn how to think right. And so that's why you get all these things from children. Esther, you're in for it too. You know? Felicity's a little sweetheart right now, but she's going to have some things to say, and she's going to have some attitudes. I can already see it back here this morning. Boy, I mean, she wanted out there, and it was, and her way of communicating now is, and, their ability to reason isn't developed, and they don't know how to think about things properly, so you have to tell them how to think properly, and you have to teach them how to think properly. And not only that, but you got to show them how to think properly. Don't be a crazy crackpot yourself, thinking stupid stuff all the time. I shouldn't say that word as much, but I mean it's nonsense.
Yes, it's true.
Really?
Yes, true.
They have no experience. They just come into this world, so they have no judgment. And they had no judgment to make decisions about their direction for the long term or the short term. They don't think about bedtime. They don't think about mealtime. They don't think about anything. Life's just one big long whoopee. Their mind's not working yet. They have no experience and they have no judgment. And so you have to do that for them. You're tired, it's time to go to bed. I don't want to go to bed. Well, that's disobedience.
Yes, that's right.
That's verbal disobedience. That's them expressing to you that I do not want to obey you and I don't intend to.
Yes, that's right.
God has arranged things in such an order that He's put someone in the child's life to guide him. That loves him with a unique kind of love that's more powerful than any other human love. It really is. No one else will ever love you like your parents do. Now that is a fact. So you may not like your dad or your mom. They're all like, well, that's your problem. You got a problem.
Yes.
You need to, well, there's no need in it's just one of those things, like I was talking about this morning. There's no need to reason with people who have those kind of opinions. Because the only way they're going to learn is the hard way. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom always told me, you don't pay for your raise until you raise your own. And I've told you before, but her dad told me when I went to him and said, I want to marry her. He told me, you'll never know what love is until you have your own children. He's right. You may get mad at your mom and dad, and you may think they're not fair, and you may think they don't care and all this, but there'll never be anybody in your life from this point on who will love you like they do. Your children will not love you like they do. That's one of the imbalances in it all. But that's a result of sin in the human race. It really is. Children ought to love and honor their parents. I mean, anybody that has any kind of a right heart at all ought to, you know, how can you hate your parents? Despise your parents? Oh, yeah. So if you do mine, I know it's a bad time, bad generation, bad parents. Yes, sir, I know there's a lot of them. But, yes, sir, Jacob, it sure is. And here's the thing about this. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husbands. Children, obey your parents. Are you excused from doing any of these if somebody opts out? I mean, if you got a father that abandoned you, does that mean you shouldn't honor your mother and obey your mother? No. Does it release everybody in the family from any obligation to obey God's commands if one or the other doesn't? It does not. Just because your parents didn't do a good job, does that mean you ought to despise them? No, you ought to honor your parents, no matter what. You can find a way. You can find a way to do it. Now, so children don't have an excuse for disobeying their parents. They have no excuse. So what does it really mean to obey your parents? Well, certainly, it means to comply with their commands. Well, that's right. It is. If they say no, then that means, okay, yes, sir.
Sure.
And yes, sir is okay to say.
Right.
And I really believe you ought to teach your kids to say yes, sir. Yes, yes ma'am. Yes. No, ma'am. Yes, no, sir.
Yeah.
Say, I don't believe so. Well, you're just depriving them of a step up in their life if you don't.
Yes.
If you raise your children to be respectful of other people and to show that respect, you're giving them a foot up in this world. It immediately garners the respect of people when a young man, a young woman, addresses other people that way. They automatically like you. They automatically think, well, somebody raised this boy right. Just that little bitty word. Yes, it is. It absolutely is. I remember Seth telling me that one time after he got grown. That, you know, I'm glad you taught me that because it really makes a difference. And it does.
Yep.
And especially in the kind of world we're living in. But to obey your parents is more than just yes, sir, no, sir. what do you, you know, a truly obedient child will obey inwardly. This obedience thing is not just obeying commands.
Right.
It's about it's about knowing your parents' wishes and what pleases them and doing accordingly without being commanded to do so. I tried to teach my kids that. You know, you're not obedient to me just when you do what I say. Real obedience is when you do what you know I would want you to do without me telling you.
Yes.
That's what my verse is right here. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. John chapter 8, verse 29. That's Jesus. And Jesus is on earth. The Father's in heaven. He's away from him. When the children are away from the parents, that's when you see if they're really obedient children or not. It's not, boy jump, boy do this. You know, yes sir, that's not all there is to it. It's when the, and if you don't teach them to obey when they're little, and you don't teach them obedience in this sense of it, then you're going to lose them just as soon as they get big enough and the world gets their claws in them. As soon as they get away from you and they start hearing other opinions and hearing all the poison from the world and wicked sinners out there, and all the different philosophies in this God-hating world that teaches women to hate their husbands and husbands to be unfaithful to their wives and children to disrespect their parents, they're going to go the other way. They're not going to think about what mom and dad would think, mom and dad would say. You know, you can make fun of all the old-timers all you want. You can make fun of everything about them and everything they did and all of that, and you can laugh at their tastes and everything else. But I'll tell you what, They didn't do everything right either. They were just people like everybody else. But they had this down far better than this generation does.
Yes,
they taught their children to obey. You know, we didn't go to church. We didn't do none of that. But we were taught to obey. Or else. And it was very important. Very important. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't go. When you see defiance in a 2 or 3 year old or a 4 or 5 year old. You better realize what you're facing there. It just sends chills up and down my back when I see that in little children and I see their parents in action toward it. My soul. If I'd have done that when I was little, well, probably did, and once or twice, and paid the price. Was you raised that way, Raymond? I mean, yeah, Dad was. Mike, was you raised that way? You learned to, you didn't get up in your mom and dad's face and smart off and tell them what for and tell them what you was going to do. And you can call them whatever you want to, but back then, that rarely, I mean, boy, the homes that happened in were a mess anyway. That just wasn't the common thing. I mean, you got your mouth busted.
Yes.
I mean, you got treated rough. Some of them were too rough, I guess. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how much meaner it is to not do nothing. Not to do anything. To let them grow up wild and feral. And turn out to be criminals like these thugs on the streets. It's burning down people's stores and businesses and destroying everything. Yeah, these thugs that get out on the street and beat up old people and women. And those were children that did that to their mother and their dad when they were little. And they laughed about it and thought it was so funny. I've seen them do it. I think it's so funny when that little kid acts that way. Again, the parent should be consistent with their own character and habits so the child is not confused about what pleases them. Well, now you do what pleases your parents, you got to know what pleases your parents. So parents, make sure you're clear with the children about what pleases you. Don't be changeable in all that. A parent or a spouse should be able to be pleased and not always impossible to please. You get that? If you're impossible to please, your children are going to just despair.
Yes.
That's what it means when it says, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath.
Right. That's right.
You just cause them to give up.
That's the other side of the stick.
Yes. Yeah, they gotta know that it's possible.
Right.
What if we just couldn't please God like a lot of these preachers say? I mean, you couldn't please God, and you just all my works, righteousness are as filthy rags, and God just looks at it, the best I can do stinks in His sight. Why should I even try then?
Nope.
That's how they raise their kids.
That's exactly right. That's how they raise their kids. Yes. That's not what Jesus said at all. He said that men would see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And in the verse out of Philemon that I quoted to you this morning about that you may communicate your faith by the good things that, by acknowledging the good that's in you through Christ. See, people, you know, they see what's in you. Now, a parent has to be able to be pleased. I said a spouse too. Remember that.
Yes.
Some people just act like they can't be pleased. No matter what, they gripe about everything.
Yep.
You cannot please them. No matter what you do for them, they're unpleasable.
Right.
Well, that causes others to just give up on you and say, go sit in your, stew in your own pudding then.
Yep.
We'll go talk to somebody else.
Right.
Children will do that to you too.
Oh, yes.
If they can't please you, no way.
Yeah.
You know, you can't praise a child when they're not, when they won't do right.
That's right.
But, you know, the child needs to know that it's possible to please mother and father. So mother and father needs to realize that and be pleased with something. Give them a little hope. It's not necessary. You know, it's like that, what was the deal this morning talked about? You said it, Seth. It was when he heard that, he was encouraged. Well, we listened to that old veteran from the Civil War we were listening to this afternoon. When he saw how General Grant treated General Lee and the troops with kindness after Lee surrendered, it encouraged him. It made him feel kindness toward General Grant.
Right.
See, so you see what I'm talking about here? Be pleased once in a while.
Yes.
I mean, affirm something once in a while. All right. It's not necessary for a child to understand why. Now, I've already said that, but before he obeys his parents. You don't have to explain to them. It's not necessary then, it's not advisable to explain the reasons why or try to reason with him to convince him to obey. Now, we're talking about small children that you're training to obey. You don't have to explain to them why. And it's not advisable to explain to them why. The fact is that most of the time, children will not understand why, even if you explain it to them. Until later. See, they've got to learn to trust you. That's what's at issue here.
Yes.
What if, is that the way we do God? You know, thou shalt not steal. Why? Explain to me why. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Why? Why? I mean, if we were that way with God, does God explain it to us? No, He just says, thou shalt not. There you go. And if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You got to teach the whole thing here. The basis of teaching a child to obey is that they have to learn to trust you. So, and they have to learn to trust your word, what you say. So be careful about how you do that. Don't lie to them. Don't tease them. Don't tell them things that are not true. Don't play games with them like that. That's not games to play. Play some other kind of game with them. Tell them the truth. You're sowing in them a distrust. You're putting a question mark in their mind about, are you kidding? Are you telling the truth? I mean, how do I, what? And they're not big enough. They don't have any reason. They don't understand what about teasing and playing games and all of that. So it's confusing in their mind. And it's going to take them a long time to figure that out and straighten that out in their mind once it's in there. Tell them the truth. So it's foundational for developing the right understanding of God and His dealings in our lives. See, how's that child ever going to understand about trusting God, the Word of God, believing in what God says for salvation of his soul, if he didn't learn it foundationally in his thinking when he was learning how to think when he was learning how things work, when he was learning how to live, if he didn't get it then, how are you going to teach it to him 30 years or 40 years or 50 years down the road when you tell him God said? That's how you get saved. You believe what God said. He had never learned to do that with anybody. Makes it impossible for him to get saved.
You're right.
On the other hand, if he's taught to be obedient and to do what pleases his parents, the fullness of this obedience thing, if he's taught that and he's trained in that way, it makes it very easy for him to understand about the Father in heaven and obedience and love and commandments. And so, this is the same process that we learn everything we learn in life. We hear the word and exercise faith in it by acting upon it without fully understanding why. That's the way everything in life works. I start in here and give you 100 examples, but that's just the way it works. Everything you buy, every product you try, all of this, you do it because you heard about it. And somebody told you about it. And boy, this is good. You need to try this. Well, you took the word for it. Then you act upon it. You spend your money for it. You try it. So that's how everything in life works, and that's why the child must learn to think in this realm and live in this realm while he's little. True obedience is yielding your will to the will of your parents. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. That's John 14:21. John 14:24 says, he that loveth me keepeth not my sayings. This is Jesus speaking. He said, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. You know, a child lives long enough, he'll thank his parents for teaching him to obey. They'll thank their parents for the correction, for the instruction. If they don't get it, they've got nothing to thank them for. They'll love them the more for it when they do understand down the road. You know, that's right. You don't really understand until it's your turn. Then you begin to understand. When the little one's looking up at you, then you understand kind of what your mom and dad went through with you. And not until. You just don't get it until that time. So, true obedience is accomplished through love on the part of the parents as well as the child. A child obeys his parents because he loves them.
Right.
A parent teaches his children to obey because he loves them. That's why Jesus said this, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. He that keepeth not my commandments, keepeth not my sayings, he that loveth me not, I'll get it right in a minute here. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. So, if you love the Lord, you're going to do what he says. And if you don't do what he says, it's because you don't love him. That's the way this works.
Right.
A child that doesn't obey his parents is because they do not love him. And they'll always love him less and less and less unless they're taught to obey. The parent that teaches his children to obey is the parent who's going to be loved by his children down the road. And that's a fact, man. I was on somebody the other day about how we used to on the buses, you know, at church, we'd haul these little kids in. I'm talking 30 and 40 years ago now. But, you know, I remember Brother Leroy whooping that kid on the bus. I mean, I remember Brother Pat Hutchison whooping a kid on the bus. We was having vacation Bible school and bus is full. And now there's a little kid back there just tearing up everything. And Brother Pat warned him and he didn't obey. And so he stopped the bus and went back there and he just gave him a good old fashioned whooping. Right there on the bus, in front of everybody. Slammed him back down in the seat, and we went on peacefully. And, you know, stuff like that happened. You know, and lesser stuff, correcting them, getting on to them, scolding them and all. Do you want me to tell you who the kids are that still come to us and still respect us and love us? The ones who got disciplined on the bus. Yes, sir. Ronnie Peppers was a little terror. He'd hide down there in Mill Spring and throw rocks at the bus when we come through. And, oh, just lots of others. The ones that got in trouble. The ones that got disciplined because they wasn't getting it at home.
Right.
And they're the ones who have the most respect now. Well, now, parents, that's the way it's going to work for you too. I promise you. Your children will grow up and hate you if you don't teach them to obey. You teach them to obey, they're going to frown at you now and they're going to cry. And you're going to think they hate you now, but they don't. And they won't later. They'll know that you did it because you love them. Probably everybody's told their kids, you know, now son, I'm just doing this because I love you. I've done that and they'd say, yeah, sure. This hurts me worse than it hurts you. You can say that you're on the other end of this board or belt or switch or whatever it is. But it really does.
Oh, yes.
Ain't no parent loves to discipline their children that way, especially.
No.
You do everything you can to keep from it.
Yes.
And we do too much to keep from it most of the time.
Yes.
You don't have to do it much if you'll do it early.
That's right.
Consistently, if you'll do it consistently early, you can get past that.
Oh, yes.
Early.
Yes,
do it right. Yeah. The rod of thine anger shall fail. Most parents just won't do it until they get so mad that they just grab them and just beat the ever-living daylights out of them. And that is totally destructive.
Yes.
They will hate you for that.
Yes.
Obedience is also learned from suffering, the consequences of disobedience. Now, we've all experienced the pain of coming to realize that our parents were right and we were wrong.
Yeah.
If you haven't, it's because you're immature and you haven't lived long enough. If you haven't come to the place where you realize they were right, he was right, I was wrong. They tried to warn us, but we wouldn't listen, and now we're paying for it with suffering and pain. And you learn obedience by suffering. The consequences of disobedience. So children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. If every person would simply do what God has commanded them to do in whatever station of life they're in at the time, the world would certainly be a much better place to live in. If husbands would love their wives, and if wives would submit to their husbands, and if parents would teach their children to obey, it'd change the world. The only reason we've got this far is because there was a time when people did that.
Yeah, that's right.
Even lost people understood this basic thing of the order of God, and they kept to it. Now everything's upside down. Children are our oppressors. Watch them. Go to the store and watch them. Go to the school and watch them. Amy, I'm sure you see a lot of it there. I saw a lady come to the mill here a week or so ago with her husband and son, and she's talking to me, and she's a school bus driver. I said, how in the world? You know, she's about 5 feet tall. And she said, well, we've got cameras on the bus, and they're looking, you know, the kids know the cameras are looking at them all the time. But, you know, I told her how it was when I was a kid in school on the bus. And it didn't matter. They could put two teachers on there, and it was, that didn't stop it either. They didn't have eyes in the backs of their heads, and they had to turn their head once in a while, and that's all you needed, just a second. And, you know, I can't imagine how it is now. Everyone would be blessed, and everyone would find it so much easier to be what they're supposed to be if everybody just do what God has told us to do in these positions of life here. Our place. I'm not a wife. I'm a husband. And I'm not a mother. I'm a father. She's not a father. She's a mother. She's not a husband. She's a wife. And children are children. They're not adults.
That's right. No.
Children don't, you know, you just got to look at it that way. You don't treat a child like an adult because they're a child.
Right.
Treat them like an adult and you'll have a monster when they do become an adult. They won't know how to act. It's all confusing. Children need directing, and it's our responsibility to direct them.
Yes, sir.
Lots of love, lots of affection. But don't forget the discipline. They must be made to obey. And you can't sweet talk them into it. You can't bribe them into it. Don't make them agree. I hate hearing parents give their children a command and then say, okay. Oh, slap, slap, slap. Stop it.
Exactly.
I never ask my kids if it was okay with them what I just told them to do. I never sought their approval, their consent. That's not how you teach obedience. Don't do that. Just one little word? Yeah, one little word. They know what it means. Mm-hmm. How many times do you say okay and they say, yes, daddy. Yes, mommy. No, they don't say okay. They don't agree with it. Okay? Okay. If you'll be good now, we'll buy you some ice cream. You don't pay them to be obedient.
Yeah.
That's totally destructive. Don't condition their obedience on a bribe.
Yes.
Mercy. That's just plain old common sense. It's just abominable to me. It always has been. I wouldn't never do that with my kids. You know, we had a time when Esther and Elizabeth and Daniel were little, and we've talked about this recently, but she'd go get groceries on the same day every week, and she'd take the kids with her. Well, they got to where they was coming home. Man, they had arms full of candy, and they had a toy, and it was just like Christmas every week. And I said, this has got to stop. Now, what in the world are we doing here, you know? Well, you know, we're getting old by then, so getting kind of soft with the children, and... Well, let me tell you something. Older people can raise children better than young people. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. They're experienced. They've been down the. They've been around the whole merry-go-round, so they know all of the whole deal. Now, but anyway, I said we got to stop this, so I put a stop to it. You know, we can't do this every week. It wasn't because I was too tight to buy them things. It's just not good for them. To be expecting this every week and just get whatever they want and all that. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, but look at you do them grandkids. Hey, that's my grandkids now. It is different. I'm telling you, it's different now, and I'm not being funny about this, but it is a different station in life. And those children, I remember my grandparents. And how they dealt with me and treated me and the way they did with me. And they had a great influence on my life. Very much. And it's just different. My mom and dad couldn't treat me like they did.
Right. That's right.
True.
Yep.
They mustn't.
No, they can't. You're just paying the dues here. You got to be the one that takes the scorn and all of that from the children while they're little. Yep. You're paying for what you're buying. You're paying the price for what you're going to get way down the road. Remember
yes.
that.
Yes.
Remember it.
Amen.
That's
true.
Yeah. And, you know, there's nobody going to raise their children and never make a mistake. So cheer up about that. Just because you mess up here and there, that don't mean you've lost your kids or that you're a bad parent. You better just get back close to the track and keep on going. Keep on plugging. You can't despair. You can't quit.
That's right.
You learn as you go. And that's one of the bad things about raising children is you don't really know what you're doing when you got them, when you get them. You really don't. None of us do. But you learn along the way. And by the time they're ready to fly the nest, you've learned. But it's too late to do anything about it. So you turn to somebody else and say, listen, and they don't believe you either. They don't want to listen either. They got their own opinions too. I did. Everybody else same way. That's the thing about life. It's kind of backwards. So if you're wise, when you're young and have children, listen to counsel about your children.
Amen.
And people just want to help you to avoid some of the heartaches and failures that the rest of us have had. I can tell you where I've made some mistakes. And then when I see you making the same mistakes, I want to say something.
Yes. Yeah.
And I wish you'd listen. But here's the basic thing here tonight, and this is the way it works. It isn't always that way, you know, that people do what they're supposed to do. Husbands, wives, children. And we have to obey God no matter what the others in our life may do. God will bless and reward us if we do right, no matter what others may do or how they treat us. We don't keep God's commandments under our conditions. Never. I've known kids that grew up with a terrible mother, but a good father. And they turned out okay. I've known children who grew up with a terrible father and a good mother. And they turned out okay. But I've known a lot of them that didn't turn out okay also. A lot of influences in our lives, but our parents are more important than any other. And parents just need to realize that. It's a heavy responsibility to have children.
It
and it's a and it and it wears on you. Wears on you. I hear some of you talking about homeschooling, you know. Here, Gary and Elizabeth's got these little ones just about ready, and Lester's going. And that's the thing about it,
yeah.
Is that it is a long marathon. It's not just a little jaunt. It's not just a little fun thing. I mean, you got to realize that you're embarking on something that's going to be long and tiring and monotonous. And hard.
Yeah.
But you got to stick with it.
Yes.
That's what raising children are too.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll pass before you know it. They'll just be grown before you know it. Turn around and he's 2. Turn around and he's 4.
Turn around and he's a man.
Walking out of the door. And that's the way it is too.
Oh yes, it is. Yeah, it's true.
Children. Kids grow up. Brother Parker used to sing that song. Yep. What's the little poem? Dust bunnies.
I can't remember when you do me.
Well, dust be still. And
dust be silent. No. Dust be silent or something. And dust go to sleep. I'm rocking my baby.
Because babies don't keep. Yeah. Teach your children to obey. Teach them to obey.
Yes.
You're not being cruel.
That's right.
And. And if you do it the right way, it's not that hard of a thing to do. You can do it. You can do it.
Amen.
I've seen it happen. I've done it. Change the behavior of a child in 15 seconds.
Yes.
If you establish your authority, you don't have to whoop them all the time.
No.
If you, all you got to do is make them believe, I will. Now, you're going to obey me, or that's what you get.
Yeah.
And when you convince them of that, and how long does it take to convince them of that? Consistently.
Consistent.
When they're little, daddy's awful big. And daddy ought to be able to speak with authority.
Yes,
not, you don't have to scream and holler and raise your voice.
No,
nah,
you
lost it.
Right.
You just need to speak with authority.
Yep.
Stop. And that ought to be enough. Not stop, 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 hey! No. 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Foolish parent.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Foolish parent.
That's right.
And then how you train a dog so you don't train a child that way.
Yes.
You tell them and they obey. One time. They don't have 2 chances. You're teaching them to obey on the second call. If you teach them that way, just do it that way a few times, they're never going to obey you on the first call. So let them head for the street and a car coming and you holler at them and they don't stop. They're waiting on the second call. They're waiting on you to start counting.
Yep.
Y'all heard stories like that, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's life and death. And it's life and death for eternity. All depends on if we're taught to obey when we're a child. Can't make perfect children.
Yes.
Well, that's right. I mean, I was taught to obey. That don't mean I always obeyed. But that was the general thing of my life, and it made a difference when I grew up. I've never fought a cop. I've never hated cops. I've never thought cops mistreated me. Because I don't break the law. I've never had any problem with cops. Speeding a time or two, but man alive, that's been 40 years ago. I'm close to it. Really? Last time I got stopped by a cop, he let me go. Because he looked at my record and said, he said, you just slow her down and fasten your seatbelt, he said. Which I had it on, but I took it off because he didn't even have to stop me. I just pulled over because I thought, done had it now. I went past him. I blew past him about 70 miles an hour and him sitting in the ditch right there. And I seen his lights blink, his tail lights as I went by. So I just, first driveway I come to, I just pulled over. Ain't no need in running. Never crossed my mind. Maybe I can outrun him. Maybe I got a chance here. You know why? Because I just wasn't taught that way. I done got myself in trouble, so I might as well face it. And because I'd obeyed about all my life, it got me out of that one too. Amen. Father, thank you for the truth and the Word of God. Simple, simple instructions. Very easy to accomplish if we just believe what you say here and obey you. Lord, we can teach our children to obey. Please help us to do it. I pray for all these children that are among us here. Lord, help them and their parents. Lord, your young parents who are just learning these things and learning how to deal with little children. Lord, help us all to be patient with them. And Lord, I pray you will also. And Lord, that you'll teach them the right way as they go here. And that these little children would grow up to be obedient and good people and people of God. And that, Lord, they'd have eternity to with thee. And Lord, pray you'd bless the word to our heart now. Said enough, so I pray you would bless it. And that we'd remember it. We put it to work in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.